I'm so frustrated. I don't know when this is going to work. I can't believe this is not happening. What's it going to take for this to happen? What's the key to unlocking frustration, and how do we open things back up? Let's get into it.
Welcome to the Crystal Crawford Show. I'm Crystal Crawford, and I invite you to a deep exploration of the tools of Access Consciousness and a totally different way of being.
Okay, you guys. So this is video number 2 in a series of 10 that I'm doing around really living without judging yourself. And it turns out that living without judging ourselves is quite a thing. Like, to accomplish living without judging me takes what it takes. And so I started off this series by sort of telling, everything I do starts with this big major life epiphany. And this is me re-engaging with a set of tools that I have used over the last 10 years, but honestly in the last 6 to 8 months let go of. And the key to anything working in your life is that you are free to choose. And when we judge ourselves, the person that we lock up is ourselves. And so today I want to dive into the key to unlocking frustration. But this tool, this conversation is bigger than that. This is applicable to anywhere that you have made your world squishy and small and contracted and tiny. So this is where it starts. The key to unlocking frustration starts with recognizing one thing. And if you guys get nothing else out of this, I want you to get this one thing. And that is that there's a difference between your point of view and awareness. Now, this could seem on the face of it like not that important, but let me tell you that the thing that locks you up, the thing that's going to keep you in any kind of frustration, any kind of angst, any kind of structure, any kind of like stress is a point of view. Oh, look, my earrings got its own mind today. So I was sitting with this morning, and the reason I titled this around frustration is because I've lived probably a lot of the last 7 to 8 months in frustration. I've been frustrated about a lot of things. Anybody ever been frustrated about themselves, like, or money, or why something wouldn't change? So that's what really caught my eye. And where I'm reading from is chapter 2 in the 10 Keys to Total Freedom. And in the show notes, I'm going to put a link to the book, and I'm going to put a link to a study series that you can get, but I'm also going to be offering a 10-call series on this very soon. So there's going to be more if you want more. Let me read this to you for a second. First of all, let's talk about a point of view and awareness. A point of view is a position from which something is observed. It's a particular way of looking at something. A point of view is different than awareness. Awareness is seeing what you can see and not having a point of view about it. Otherwise, you might be trying to create something that may not exist. And Gary goes into talking about a book by Robert Heinlein called Stranger in a Strange Land that was all about this alien that came to the planet and sort of his story. So I haven't read it yet. This is my very, very bad synopsis. But in that book, there were people called fair witnesses. And a fair witness was somebody who only could report on what they were 100% sure that they could see. So for example, if a fair witness sat in front of a house, somebody would ask them what they see, and they would say, well, on this side, I see this color, and on this other side, I see this other color, and I can't see the other sides, so I can't assume what color the other sides of the house are. I'm not going to make any assumptions. And they report on what's there. So unlike the fair witnesses, Gary says, most of us would make assumptions in our lives. We look at two sides of something, and we assume that the other sides are congruent with what we've already seen. And that's a point of view that we impel ourselves to take, as though by assuming that this matches this, it's awareness. It's not awareness. And I was reading through this morning, and I can't tell you how many times I've gone through this book. and looking at what would it even take to live from and as total awareness. Now, right after that, I started to really look at how much I've been going into not awareness. And the thing about not awareness, the thing about points of view is that you, when you take a point of view, you can't have all awareness of everything. All you can have is a point of view. And in this reality, the way things work here, the way we were taught, is that you can either agree with a point of view or you can resist a point of view. You don't have any choices in between. So there's no just, what is this happening? It's just, I'm either going to align and agree with, or I'm going to resist and react to. And if you look at a lot of different ways we make choices, that's pretty much where we choose from. Even like stuff like being a facilitator or not being a facilitator of Access Consciousness, I'm either going to align and agree with these people that are doing this facilitation, or I'm going to resist and react to it. And those are the only two choices I'm going to give myself. And that's how we're taught to choose. And good morning, everybody. I see you live. Hi, Kim. Hi, Dusty. Hi, Mary. And hi, everybody on Instagram. So what's the problem here? Why is this a problem? Well, let's say you're frustrated, okay? First of all, the first thing about any feeling that we're in, if we want to start opening things up for us and having space and having, you guys ever been in nature before? Ever walked through a forest? That is space. So if we want to be that in our everyday lives, number one, do you even know that that's a possibility? Number two, what would we have to equip ourselves with to be that when there's no trees around? Like when what we're surrounded by is people and scenarios and stuff we've created in the form of money or no money, what do we need to know about that? So when you are in interesting point of view, you don't agree and align with a point of view, nor do you resist and react to it. And this is an interesting thing just to look at, interesting point of view as a space of being. First of all, what's a space of being? Well, that's a space you operate from where everything that lands in your space or is around you is just interesting. But that's not apathy. And that's not no feeling. That's not numb. That is presence. Anybody ever had a pet? Like a dog or a cat or anything like any kind of pet? Anybody had one? Anybody ever noticed that that animals tend to just sit there and observe what is? Unless something comes their direction very fast or they perceive it's a threat and then they get up and they respond. But for the most part, that's how the natural world works. They just sit there and they're present with everything. That's interesting point of view. Oh, interesting. So it's like, we as people will assume that pets and animals have feelings, but animals don't really do feelings. They do interesting point of view. Their bodies have feelings. If they get hurt, that has a sensation to it, but they don't do the emotions and the thoughts and the feelings. They do interesting point of view. So if you've ever wondered what interesting point of view looks like, go watch your dog. Right? Dogs wake up in the morning and even when they've been horribly abused, for the most part, like every day's a new day, every moment's a new moment. The same beach they ran on yesterday is as exciting as it is today. So that is the living out of interesting point of view. Now look back on you and go, how much do you live as interesting point of view? And how much do you live as all the feelings and the thoughts about all the feelings? I am right there with you, okay? I'm two steps ahead, maybe, in that I'm looking at this. So when you do interesting point of view, the stream of life comes at you and goes around you. I'm going to make this actionable for us. You're going to walk away with stuff you can use, okay? This isn't just going to be theory or mindset. This is like, let's learn a little bit about it. Let's look at what we're choosing. And then let's make this actionable so that we can have a different reality if we'd like to. When you do interesting point of view, the stream of life comes at you and goes around you, and you're still you. Does anybody have anybody in their life that if they could just find a way to be themselves with that other person, that would be like the most glorious success on the planet? This was me over the last 3 years. I sent an email this morning to the list. If you want to get on my list, go to infinitebeingschool.com. You're going to get an incredible digital course, but also this just daily I send out amazing things. And today I sent out this email that did you guys ever watch the Hunger Games? Hi, Jamie Joy. Remember that scene where Katniss, this is probably Hunger Games 2, where she's in the revolution and they're, you know, trying to motivate her. And so they fly her out to District 9, I think it is, where she lived. And it's just been decimated by the Capitol. Just rubble, ash and bones. That was basically my insides over the last 3 years. That's how hard I was on myself. And I have so many great things coming out of that time now. Every volcano that spurts over the land and covers it in black ash also provides the nutrients for what's next. So that's here. And I was very hard on myself. I went into a lot of judgments. Now, there's a lot of things going on there that we need to unpack in terms of, like, I'm so aware. I didn't know how aware I was. I was functioning from a lot of reactive realities. I was in the middle of a lot of reactive realities, which circles back to I am so aware. It was a ton of things. But the end result of it was I came back into North America pretty beat up by myself. And one of the primary energies that I hung on to, listen to this, this is me, was frustration. And up until this weekend, even just frustration of, like, I can't get this to work. I don't know what to do. I don't know what else to do. You need the link. Okay, no worries, Jamie Joy. So frustration. So when I was reading this morning, that really stuck out. So let's jump there to frustration, because the frustration conversation came into this interesting point of view land via a question. This lady said, I'm trying to get more clients for my business. Any of you creators can relate to this? Trying to get more clients. I've joined a few groups and I've done some other things to meet people and make new contacts, but I have a lot of frustration in my universe. Raise your hand if you can relate. Anybody can relate to frustration in your universe about trying to get more clients, doing the right things, trying to do the stuff. I can't even do interesting point of view with this. And I'm going to talk to you guys about how you use this as a tool, okay? I don't even know how to put words to it. So this energy, this frustration was very, very, very familiar to me. First thing Gary says, get the emotion of the frustration. Now do this. Interesting point of view. I have this point of view. Do it again. Interesting point of view. I have this point of view. Do it again. Interesting point of view. I have this point of view. And the next thing he asks her is, now, how does it feel? Does the frustration feel the same or is it different? Yeah, she's like, it's different. It's getting better. And I've just become aware I don't want to have it. And Gary said, good. I'm grateful you brought this up. Here's the key, guys. In order to feel frustrated, you have to take the point of view that you're frustrated. Once you take the point of view that you can be frustrated, you can be. That's not all. Frustration only occurs when you come from a fixed point of view. And at the very end of it, and this is where I'm going to jump in here, maybe, Gary says, you're creating the people who don't really want to change in order to maintain your frustration. Now, let me talk about myself for a second. And you look at what this is for you. I grew up in a very judgmental soup. I've talked about this before, right? When you grow up, this is your soup, right? So my family soup was very judgmental. So that's what I learned. So frustration, irritation, criticism, anger, and all of that was very used all the time. So we learn it. But what's happened for me in the last probably, you know, I'm 48 this year, so I'm very grown up. It's my turn now to be what I want to be in the world, is I've gotten into a scenario where And this is what we do in our life. We get into relationships where the other person's thing kind of matches our thing. And then they can either become really destructive together, or it can be really, we can be really great together. And Andres and I have really talked about this, how we had similar compatible hand and glove things. And essentially, like, he was always afraid he was going to be wrong and was fighting being wrong. And I took the position of, and for a long time, that you are wrong. Here's what you're doing that's wrong. I'm not proud of it, but I did do it. So I lived frustrated. So what that did, what this does for me, what this did for me was this shut my entire world down. And this is why anytime you're doing an energy in one area of your life, like if you're doing a lot of frustration around money, it doesn't stay in one area. That's you. Money or relationship or business becomes the subject around which you're doing it, but it's, that's you. So when you choose frustration, so I chose a lot of frustration, and I was really, really ultimately frustrated with myself. Now, when you're frustrated with anything, including yourself, the thing that you have the point of view about is that this shouldn't be this way. I shouldn't be this way. I should be different. I should be different. Different stuff should be coming out of my mouth. I should be a better person than this. That's where I was going with all of it. I was also frustrated with him, but if you looked right underneath that, I was frustrated with myself for being frustrated. So, but all of it was the point of view that this should be different. Now, there's a whole other conversation about projections and expectations. This should be is a projection. And the only thing a projection can create is separation, judgment, and rejection. So that's a whole other angle of coming at it. But that was my primary thing. And so I worked a lot on like clearing out the need to react to that. That was a big thing for me because I couldn't unlock the reaction I was having. That unlocked a lot of it. But I still am noticing in my world that there's still all these very fixed points. And, you know, one of the clearings that Gary gives to people that are really struggling with being in fixed points of view a lot is, you ready for this? Write this down. What energy, space, and consciousness can me and my body be to be the conclusionist I truly be for all eternity? I probably need to run that nonstop. And everything that is times a godzillion when you destroy and uncreate it all, right, wrong, good, bad, pod, fuck, all nine shorts, boys, povids, and beyonds. And that statement is the clearing statement. You can go to clearingwithcrystal.com to get a video on it. So frustration only occurs when you come from a fixed point of view. So frustration, stress comes from a fixed point of view. Worry comes from a fixed point of view. Confusion comes from a fixed point of view. All of these angst energies come from fixed points of view. So who do you get frustrated? Who and what do you get frustrated with most? And all the fixed points of view creating that, will you destroy and uncreate it as a beginning? Right, wrong, good, bad, pod, pock, online, shorts, boys, povids, amulets. Now here's something interesting about pock and potting or clearing fixed points of view that I've said for a long time, but then I read it again in the book, if I can find it really quick. Some people go, well, I have a point of view, so I'm going to clear it. And Gary actually addresses that. Let me see if I can read. Oh, here we go. Sometimes when people talk about a point of view, they say, well, I have a point of view, and I pock and pot it, means I clear it. And Gary said, it's not about pock and potting points of view. It's not about clearing points of view. In order to clear it, to pock and pot it, you have to make it solid and real enough to clear it. So interesting point of view, I have this point of view is different. It's about seeing that the point of view you have only has to be an interesting point of view. Now stay to the end because I'm going to make this very actionable for us, okay? So it doesn't have to be solid enough to clear it. If you're trying to clear it, you're aligning with it in order to get rid of it, and that doesn't actually work. Anybody ever take the point of view that you have to clear your points of view before you can fill in the blank, before you can have money? Like you go after clearing your points of view so that you can have a different money reality. Guess what changes money? The choice to engage with your life, the choice to commit to you and engage with your life. That changes money instantaneously. So you can't clear yourself into more money. You can't clear yourself into taking action. You can't clear yourself into doing the things that you wish you would do. You can't clear enough points of view to be different. You can only go, whatever it takes, I'm going to change this, and get present with what's occurring, and then do this. Interesting point of view, I have this point of view. Interesting point of view, I have this point of view. Interesting point of view, I have this point of view. Now, Gary says himself that if you'll do each one of these keys that I'm talking about for 6 months, you'll be totally free. I'm going to invite you to just do this for this week or today even, and take every single thought and every single feeling and every single thing that comes through your world and surrender it to interesting point of view. I have this point of view. Interesting point of view. I have this point of view. Interesting point of view. I have this point of view. This is how you open things up. How many of you guys are in a place in your life where things are squashy and contracted? Okay, it doesn't matter where or what it is. So right now together, let's take that energy that's contracted and squishy and hard and heavy. Get present with it. Now, how do you get present with an energy? Anybody have any ideas? I was talking about this to somebody the other day. They were like, well, how do I do that? What are the steps? And I said, well, you get present. I said, what does that mean to you? And he's like, well, I guess I would sit down with a journal and I would write things out. That's one pseudo way of getting present. But the way you get present with an energy is you pull up the energy of something you feel squashy and contracted about. Notice where you feel that energy in your body. And then stay with it. And say these words with me. Interesting point of view, I have this point of view. Interesting point of view, I have this point of view. Interesting point of view, I have this point of view. Now my eyes naturally close when I get present with something, but that's not required. But what is going to happen when you get present with an energy, when you get present with anything, your eyes will naturally go down. If you're thinking about it, your eyes will go up. So what's this thing doing then? What are we doing with this? We are, with this process, recognizing that if I get into a fixed place, I'm going to feel like shit. I'm going to feel like shit about me. I'm going to feel like shit about the other people. I'm going to take it out on everybody around me. So there's a big cost to staying in fixed points of view, a big one. And the old way of navigating feelings and thoughts is to like go to the other person and have a relationship conversation or vent off or go take a run. And I'm not saying don't move your body. It works. But the new way is consciousness. And what consciousness is inclusion. So a lot of us, I know I used to get really frustrated by things about me that I felt like I couldn't change or that were continuing on, like they were just patterns. And so the old way of that would be to like go and try to change myself. But the new way is I'm going to include myself. So interesting point of view, I have this point of view that I need to change. Interesting point of view, I have the point of view that he is. Interesting point of view, I have the point of view that I think this is impossible. Interesting point of view, I have the point of view that I can't. Interesting, like surrendering any and all fixed things to the space of interesting point of view. Now, this starts with the recognition that you're not a finite being. You're not a human being having a human experience. You're an infinite being that chose a body. That's a very different thing. Human being with a human experience is different than infinite being who chose a body. Because you have to define what a human being is and human experience is in order to have it. And, you know, in the infinite being chapter that we just did yesterday, he talks a lot about that. He's like, would an infinite being need to have a human experience or would they just know things, right? There's a faster way. There's a way of being here on the planet that's easier. And it's not as hard and you don't have to work as hard. And God, I am a workaholic. I love to work hard. I We are building a membership for you right now that's going to be called Flow. It's got all my classes from like 2015 to 2000 onward. And we're uploading all of them. They're going to be included in the membership. For as long as you're a member, you have access to all my classes. That's coming. There's a lot of them because I like to work. But I got an email from Access Consciousness the other day with a phrase that really caught my attention. It was like, what if ease was your new normal? What if glory was your new normal? What if joy was your new normal? I was like, yeah, what would that even take? I'd have to be willing to be more present with myself and be more present, be really aggressively present with my thoughts and my feelings and my emotions, and not just dive into them as a way that I'm feeling, which I really did let myself do for the last 8 months. In fact, I did shows about it where I'm letting myself do this. I want to explore what it is to just let myself feel things. Guess what happened? Everything got smaller. It got less. It got less. So cool. I chose to experience that. Now I want something else. I want to have a reality of filled with possibility. Like all the possibilities. It's like I'm just choosing from possibilities, choosing for possibilities, just that lightness. Like I said to myself this morning, am I willing to have a life that's too easy? What would it take to be willing to have a life that's too easy? A business that's too easy. What would it be like to have a business that just kind of like outstrips people's expectations of what a business should do? What would it take? And that's what this opens up, this process of going, oh, I'm feeling away, I'm thinking away, there's stuff coming up. Interesting point of view, I have this point of view. Interesting point of view, I have it. Now, granted, you have to be willing to do some work with yourself for this to work. This is not going to happen to you. You can't clear yourself into choosing interesting point of view as a practice. This is where the rubber hits the road, okay? If you want something different with yourself, if you want to live without judging yourself, because judging yourself has been fucking painful and it's not necessarily creating what you want, and you want to have more ease with your people and ease with your body and ease with your business, this is where the rubber hits the road. You got to action this in your life. Now, that might mean a reminder on your phone. That might mean a sticky note. I'm reaching for imaginary sticky notes. That might mean whatever it means. Who cares? Every thought, every feeling, every emotion, you're not going into relationship conversations about it. You're going into interesting point of view. I have this point of view. Interesting point of view. I have this point of view. Interesting point of view. I have this point of view. So that you can restore yourself to space again. It's been 48 hours since I made a new choice. We're going to get into that. You have a new choice all the time. It's been 48 hours for me so far. I am 8,000 pounds lighter. I'm having a lot of ease with just creating stuff. Clients are coming. I'm not trying. I'm not working hard. I'm just engaging and creating. And that's you. That's the space of you. That's how natural your reality really is. It's unexplainable. It's not duplicatable. It's not a formula or a strategy or any of those things. It's just your reality. It's how it works. And the more you can allow yourself to have that by getting present with the dark, sticky, heavy things that aren't yours and diffusing them energetically, the more you have access to all the possibilities available to you. This year was the year of, I asked the universe this year to show me possibility. I couldn't grok it. Which is funny because I was in a conversation with somebody who's doing amazing things out in the world. She's like, you do the same thing that I do. She's like, I restore people's sense of possibility. She's like, you do that too. And I really was like, I do. I felt like an alien in the conversation. I'm like, I don't even know what possibility is. I've always been bugged by magic and possibility and all those happy words. So I asked the universe to show me possibility this year. Possibility is different than impossibility. A fixed point of view, something like, this is never going to change. We keep coming back to the same point. This is never going to change. I've either just got to accept this is never going to change or I've got to leave. See how a fixed point of view breeds more fixed points of view. and it gives you two choices ever. Should I stay or should I go? So that fixed point of view closes things down and closes things down and closes things down and closes things down. The moment you can take a fixed point of view and surrender it to interesting point of view, I have this point of view. And listen, this takes guts. Because if you're anything like me, you like to be right. And you're 100% sure you're right. And you wouldn't fight for your points of view if you didn't think you were right. So there has got to be some willingness to find out if your rightness can survive the space of interesting point of view. And that takes courage. But what would it take to be that courageous and really, really, really surrender the need to be right and invite yourself to the space of possibility where you have choice? You have choice. You have choice. You're okay. You have choice, and you're creative and you're powerful. And if you can just let go of the fixed point of view that's making everything work not that good and go, what else is possible that I haven't considered, and get curious and creative again, everything in your life will start working in a different way. So that's my invitation for you watching this. If you've got a week ahead of you, make this yours for a week. If you've got a day, make it for the day. Everything that comes through your world, interesting point of view, I have this point of view. Interesting point of view, I have this point of view. Interesting point of view, I have this point of view. And challenge number two, share this with a friend who really, really needs this. Check out infinitebeingschool.com if you need just a shot of tools in your life. It's my gift to you. And I will see you guys in the next conversation.